earlier this month, two hatcheries in Sitka both suffered devastating accidents over the same weekend. The Sheldon Jackson hatchery lost about 240,000 salmon fry when a water intake pipe became blocked. At Medviji Hatchery, a few miles south, the damage was worse. A closed water intake valve resulted in the loss of nearly a million Chinook fry. But Medviji also has been conducting an experimental program that, in the weeks since the accident, has helped the hatchery recover from the damage caused by the accident. KCAW's Ed Ronco reports.
Sitka's Medviji Hatchery is at the end of a narrow dirt road about 10 miles outside the center of town. It sits inside a secluded cove where, down in the water, floating metal boardwalks encircle saltwater pens full of salmon. And right now, the salmon are getting antsy, jumping out of the water in front of a fish ladder like the crowd at a Thanksgiving weekend doorbuster sale. The hatchery is run by the Northern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association, or NSRA.
It's probably one of the most complicated Chinook rearing programs in the state.
Lon Garrison is NSRA's operations manager. He says Medviji produces about 4 million Chinook each year.
About 2 million of those Chinook smolts come from our, you know, a more traditional program where we call that a yearling program. Those are fish that we keep. We actually have them on site for longer than a year. They're almost, from when we take the eggs to when we release, it's almost 18 months.
The other 2 million are called zero checks.
They may experience a rapid enough growth rate that they meet the minimum threshold to be able to smolt, which is the process that makes them be able to go to saltwater from a freshwater environment and go early.
At Medviji, zero-check smolt come from Green Lake, where the hatchery has some fish pens. The water temperature in the raceways at the hatchery site, where yearlings mature, is between roughly 43 and 46 degrees Fahrenheit. But up in Green Lake, it's warmer, about 50 to 59 degrees Fahrenheit.
The warmer the water, the quicker the fish can grow. Their metabolism increases. Well, we stumbled upon the fact that the first couple of years, that as they were feeding those fish, they grew really fast, and we noticed that some of them were smolting. And they were smolting in the middle of the summer. So it led us to experiment with a couple of things and actually take a group, put them in the lake a little early, grow them as fast as we could, and see if we could actually make them smolt.
And it worked. Now, fast forward to the beginning of July. An accidentally closed valve inside one of the hatchery's on-site raceways resulted in the death of nearly a million young Chinook. The fry that died were yearlings, those Chinook that stay in the freshwater for more than a year. And when the accident happened, the zero-check fish had just been moved from freshwater into saltwater. To replenish the fish inside the freshwater raceways, the staff at the hatchery decided to see what would happen if they moved 100 of the zero-check fish out of the saltwater and back into freshwater.
If they had all died right within the first few days, we would know that that wasn't going to be a possibility.
But obviously it went pretty well.
We had no mortality.
A good sign. So more fish were sent, almost a million.
And we had to use two fish pumps and a lot of hose. You know, it's about 700 feet of 4-inch pipe and hose.
And now they're all inside the raceways, six large aluminum tanks, basically, each at waist height off the ground and a little longer than a semi-truck. The raceways are housed inside a long white building where Garrison opens the door, turns off the radio, and points into a tank crowded with the new zero-check smolt.
You know, it's not all science. It's like, you know, raising cattle or chickens or whatever. You know, you have to have this kind of intimate connection with the critters that you're working with and understand what you're seeing and say, oh, well, you know, the fish aren't behaving right, or they're starting to peck at each other. We're starting to see fins that are getting eaten or eyes that are getting pecked a little bit. They start getting aggressive with each other. Maybe we need to change the feeding regimen a little bit. So a number of different things that you have to take into consideration. So it's some of it's science and some of it's art, so to speak.
The zero-check fish in the raceways now are about twice the size of the yearlings who were lost, and Garrison says the new challenge will be making sure they don't outgrow their surroundings before it's time to release them in the fall. Once they are released, they could have a lower survival rate than their yearling cousins. About 2% of yearlings come back, compared to about 0.5% of zero-check. but Garrison says it's still enough to make the program worthwhile. This is Ed Ronco reporting in Sitka.